Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye, give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Welcome, everyone, to our regular segment, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, sponsor of this station. Welcome, Erin, and what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jen, and thank you for having me. And
today we'll be talking about a favourite Polynesian holiday destination of mine, and that is Rarotonga in the Cook Islands.
Rarotonga.
Yes, Rarotonga.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued to learn more about Cook Islands. So, Erin, can you let me and our listeners know a little bit more about the Cook Islands?
Yeah, of course, Jan. So Rarotonga is the largest of the Cook Islands, mm-hmm. which it's a nation made up of 15 islands. It's in the central South Pacific. So you've got volcanic peaks and ridges and rainforests that dominate the interior of the island. Mm. It's 32 kilometres round, and round the island there's road links, the different beaches and coastal lagoons and reefs, mm-hmm. And you've got obviously snorkeling and scuba diving, which are very popular.
Right.
And, yeah, honestly, from the moment you touch down and breathe in the scent of frangipani flowers,
beautiful.
You'll feel relaxed. Yeah. And, you know, you're surrounded by sapphire blue lagoons. And this Pacific paradise is the ultimate place to unwind.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, you can head out for some scuba diving and snorkeling.
Wow.
Or you've got kayaking. And, you know, you've also got rainforests and waterfalls on the inland of the island. So there's really something for everybody. But, yeah, you can also get black pearls.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Rarotongan black pearls. So they're very popular for a souvenir. Yeah.
Sounds great. All right, it's a magical place, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Where is Rarotonga located and how can we get there from Australia? I have to learn to pronounce it.
Yeah. well, Rarotonga. It's located in the South Pacific Ocean in French Polynesia. So its closest neighbour is American Samoa and then Fiji. And New Zealand is also quite close.
Oh, it is quite close then.
But if you were looking at a map, you could say as the crow flies, Rarotonga is located directly out from Brisbane, just a mere 4,800 kilometres.
Sure.
But, yeah, so from 2017, Air New Zealand started operating weekly direct flights between Sydney and Rarotonga. So the direct flight leaves Sydney on a Friday and then returns from Rarotonga on a Thursday. And it varies from between 6 and 7 hours in flight time. So it's not too far.
That's pretty cool.
And then in addition to the direct flights, there's also 5 flights a week from Auckland with Air New Zealand. And there's also additional flights via Auckland from Jetstar and Virgin Australia. And Rarotonga International Airport is the international airport for the entire Cook Islands. And Air Rarotonga also operate domestic inter-island flights. So you can go out to Aitutaki, Atui, Mangaia and some other islands. And
you know
also
how to pronounce them all, don't you?
Yeah, some of them. And, well, I've been there, so
it makes it a bit easier, the pronunciation.
And there's also some occasional flights to some more of the remote atolls and islands. But yeah, it is very easy to get out to the outer islands, which, you know, makes for some more Cook Island exploring.
No, it sounds beautiful actually. I didn't realize how close the Cook Islands were.
They're sort of overlooked or overshadowed, I suppose, by some of the other
And not a long flight, which is really good. That's
nice.
Really good. Well, seeing as Rarotonga is a beach and summer destination, let's take a short break and have a listen to Elton John. And he's going to sing for us, Island Girl. Enjoy.
Standing 6 foot 3, turning tricks for the dude.
Okay, welcome back to our Talking Travel segment with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And today we are talking about Rarotonga in the Cook Islands. And Erin, what activities are available there?
Yeah, Jen, you know, you've got the palm-studded white sandy beaches that, you know, fringe most of the island. There's a cross-island walk that connects Avetu Valley with the south side of the island, and it passes through... you're going to get me now.
Yeah.
Te Rua Manga, which is the prominent needle-shaped rock visible from the air in the island.
Right.
And you can also do some hikes of Flat Top Mountain. And there's some other attractions, like the waterfalls that I was mentioning earlier.
Beautiful, yeah.
But, you know, you can't really go past the popular island activity of snorkeling and scuba diving. It's really some of the best snorkeling in the world because of that that protected lagoon.
Yes.
So it's just beautiful.
And for children too, I suppose.
Yeah, it's well, very safe. Mm. But you've also got bike riding and kite surfing, hiking, like I mentioned. You can also do some deep sea fishing and boat tours. And
you'd be exhausted.
Yeah, you can do as little or as much as you like.
Yes, yep.
But yeah, scenic flights. There's plenty of restaurants of different cuisines on the island. You can learn how to do the local dancing and see some island shows. And there's even really good surf out there because of that reef around the island.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a lot of churches that are open for services on a Sunday with a cappella singing, which is
beautiful.
Really amazing.
Absolutely beautiful.
But yeah, the pace of life, it really is so relaxed. So as I said, you can simply do nothing but take, enjoy the scenery, take it all in, and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
But we found when I was there that the best way to get around the island was to hire a small car and take a drive around the island, which you can pretty much do a loop of the entire island in an hour.
Oh, okay, yep.
So it's one road around the island, and you can do some beach hopping and check out the different shops and there's so much to discover in the different rural areas, and you got just have to watch out for the roaming dogs and chickens because they sort of take over on the island.
Yep.
But yeah, my favourite activity when I was there was the quad biking.
Whoa.
We really had such a fun off-road adventure through the rainforest and up to the waterfalls. It was really exhilarating and adventurous, and a really fantastic way to explore the inner island in a bit more in depth and just to see what it all had to offer.
Oh, wow. The quad biking sounds very adventurous.
Yes.
And I'm sure the snorkeling would be amazing. It really would be. And for children as well.
Yeah, very safe.
And when's the best time to visit the Cook Islands?
Well, the Cook Islands, they're pleasantly tropical all year round.
That's my type.
Yeah. So sort of from June to August is mid-20s. You can expect the temperatures. So you might just need a light jacket or, something at night just to keep the chill off.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also the high season for people to escape the Australian and New Zealand winter.
Yes.
So, yeah, don't leave it to the last minute to book your flights and hotels. Get in before it all fills out. And then December through to April is when there's more rain. It's sort of their wet season.
Yes, yep.
And that's when you also have the risk of cyclones coming through.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, Erin, what last piece of information on the Cook Islands can you leave us with today?
Yeah. Well, as I said, I visited Rarotonga in the Cook Islands, and that was about 4 years ago.
Okay.
During a trip for my dad's 60th birthday.
Oh, beautiful.
And, so we did so many different things. We did the snorkeling and the quad biking, and we really took in what the island had to offer. But we also did a bit of local cooking.
Oh.
And we were really lucky enough to learn how to make and then eat a fair bit of the local island delicacy called ikamata. Which is essentially a raw fish salad.
Okay.
So this is where the fish is cured or cooked in lemon or lime juice and coconut cream.
Yum, sounds beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful dish and it really shows off the local fish and seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be one piece of information that I would leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then one piece of local knowledge for everyone is that all the locals call the Cook Islands the Cooks.
The Cooks. I love it.
So there you go. A little bit of colloquialism.
That's really good. So you've got to be in the know and you call it the Cooks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Look, it was a great segment today, Erin, and thank you. And I'm sure you have stirred a desire in some of our listeners to visit the Cook Islands.
Yeah.
And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on our station sponsor on 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford. And what will we be talking about during our next segment, Erin?
Yeah, thank you for today, Jan. And we'll just be taking a little break for a few weeks from our segment. And we'll be returning on Wednesday, the 29th of May, at the same time, just after 10:30, where we'll be talking about the Golden Triangle in India.
Okay.
And that will be perfect timing, as I myself am actually off to India for an educational journey.
Wow.
For a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when I return, I'm sure I'll have plenty of first-hand information and details for our upcoming segment.
That all sounds fantastic, Erin. So you look after yourself in India.
Thank you, yeah.
And, yes, come back with plenty of stories for
us. I will.
We'll really look forward to that one. So we'll see you on the 29th of May.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, and bye for now, and we'll see you then. Now on with some messages.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your very own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, to look after everything for you. With over 16 years in the travel industry and a multitude of her own travel experiences, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or visit travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality.
If you've got a dash of spark,